Hi guys from snowy Poland. So I haven't been streaming very much recently, but I'm definitely going to get back into it. A lot of news to discuss. So it was my hope really to set up a podcast dealing with Poland, but I haven't been able to find anyone suitable to co-host the podcast with me. And I've now moved to trying to set up a podcast dealing with the history of South Africa, and I've been very fortunate in meeting some solid oaks. Today's also a little bit of a test for me, so I'm testing entropy. Let's see how this works out. Yeah, so my idea for the podcast about South Africa is to focus on history and current politics. And I met some really good guys on this issue. Okay, just let's see why this is not sharing. Okay. Yeah, so as I said, I met some really solid guys and I began doing a lot of reading on the history of South Africa. One of the books that really changed my understanding of South African history was this book, The Genocide of the Boers by Stephen Mitford Goodson. And Goodson explains some of the setting before the Boer War, like who was responsible in getting Britain to go to war against the South Africans. If anyone doesn't know about Stephen Mitford Goodson, he was a great South African. He was a great South African. He's passed away. And he's written very important books on South African history and politics. He's, for example, written on General Smuts, the history of central banking and the enslavement of mankind through usury. Mitford Goodson actually worked in the South African Reserve Bank on the Board of Deputies. So he had an insider's view into the South African Reserve Bank. And he really saw a lot of corruption in the system. So I recommend people to first read his book, The History of Central Banking and the Enslavement of Mankind. And then secondly, Inside the South African Reserve Bank, Its Origins and Secrets Exposed. I believe that the second book dealing with the South African Reserve Bank is banned. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult to find it online, but it is possible to buy a copy. He also wrote a great book on Hendrik Verwoerd. So today, if you speak about Hendrik Verwoerd, it's normally as a curse word, and things are very negative about Verwoerd. However, if you analyze what Verwoerd was saying, he was approaching the world very honestly, and he was trying to avoid conflict in South Africa. So, I guess the first book we're going to do, our first podcast, the first South African podcast. It's going to be like a demo. It's going to be Saturday, and at 9 o'clock South African time. And our first topic is actually going to be the genocide of the Boers. So some other guys are going to be joining me for that, and we'll be looking at what happened. The genocide of the Boers really changed South African history. First of all, you had the two Boer republics losing their independence ultimately, and even worse than that, you had the youngest and the most, you had the woman and children perishing, up to 27,000 of them in these camps. So this devastated the Boer population. I believe almost 10,000 Boer men ended up dead during the war as casualties of the war. And yeah, the Boer sovereignty was not respected by Britain, and Britain provoked war to get to the minerals of the Boer Republic, especially Transvaal. So when I met the guys, the first thing I was told to do was check out a book called Pandora's Box, Apartheid's Pandora's Apartheid Box by Mike Smith. Mike Smith is a guy who has written a lot. He's got a blog where he discusses South African history and politics. And it's just a very interesting summary, just from like the beginning of South African history to the development of the state of South Africa becoming a republic, and then all the trials and tribulations through it. I think it's a really good little introduction to South African history. So I recommend checking out Mike Smith's blog. I can share it with you guys in future. So I think in about 3 weeks, I did a lot of reading on South African history. The second book I read was A Military History of South Africa. So it's quite interesting. It starts with the wars between the Dutch and the British for Cape Town, and then all the different skirmishes and wars between the different African groups in South Africa, the Boers and the Africans, the English and the Africans. It's very interesting. There's also a section about South Africa's contribution to the Second World War. There was a strong faction of South Africans who were not interested in joining the war, the Second World War. They felt that Germany had helped the Boers during the Boer War. They had provided them aid. And also they were ethnically very similar, from Dutch descent, a lot of them. There was South Africa, by a very small margin, went into war on the side of the Allies under the tutelage of Smuts. I found that Timothy Stapleton, the guy who wrote the book, he was actually very reasonable. He didn't really get too emotional or share his political views or get politically correct. For the most part, he was just reporting the facts of military history. One thing that really stood out about the book was how many raids there were, especially connected to livestock. So I think the biggest number I saw in there was something like 120,000 heads of cattle and sheep together were stolen in one particular raid. So early South Africa was a wild frontier, and people were fighting over land. Something that may be interesting to listeners who don't know anything about South African history is that the area of South Africa, it wasn't like a fully colonized area by Africans. So when Europeans arrived in Cape Town, they met people called the Strandlopers. However, further north, whites only met Africans at the Fish River. So there was large swathes of South Africa that were just open, and there was no one living there. So if you ever hear someone saying that white South Africans displaced the Africans in South Africa, well, the fact is, you had Bantu people moving south into South Africa, and you had Europeans going north, and they met somewhere in where the Fish River is today in the 1700s, but still there were lots of open territories towards the east of the country that had not been colonized. So when the Boers arrived in the Free State and the Transvaal, again, like, there were skirmishes, there were fights, there were raids, but it's not like there was massive displacement by white people. So whenever someone says that, alarm bells should be ringing. This is the next book that I read. To be honest, like, this is South African World History by Iris Berger. This was very emotional and, to be honest, very anti-white. She never ever mentioned natives in a negative light. Like, when she was speaking about Shaka Zulu, she totally let him off the hook. He was just expanding his empire, and she never spoke about any of the brutality and violence that Shaka and other warriors like him carried out upon other Africans in South Africa. Also, every time she mentioned either the British or the Boers, it was always in a very negative light. So again, I think I may have a picture of her. Did I open it up? No, I didn't. Yeah, so I don't really recommend this. Again, if you want to have like a timeline of South African history, it's quite good. As far as I know, the author is not South African herself, and I don't think she's got like a good feel for the intuitive history of South Africa, which you get by actually having lived in South Africa yourself. So when I was a child, I remember, for example, watching the news, and for example, in 1993, 94, you saw pictures of Mandela at ANC meetings, and there were always people who were white, and I was always wondering, who are these people? Why are they there? Surely, don't they know that this other group is not their own group? And I was really confused. I didn't understand it. And later, I came to understand that the people who set up the Communist Party in South Africa were mostly Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe. And if you look at the history of the Communist Party in South Africa, it was funded, started, run for the most part by Jews. So this may be interesting to some people who may not know this aspect of South African history. If you do see pictures of ANC members with whites, well, are they whites? That's a good question to ask. For the source material on that, I got to go through, this is called That Spells Trouble, Jews and the Communist Party of South Africa. It was written by Mark Israel of Flinders University of Southern Australia. Again, with a surname like Israel, you can automatically understand his ethnicity. And he does write in a very defensive way, in a very underhanded way, not to take responsibility or just to say, they didn't feel any ethnic loyalty to their own group, yet they all went to Jewish schools, most of them. They all went through the religious education. So this is definitely an interesting topic. I think I'll be discussing it in the future, the Jews in South Africa. It is a topic that is not really discussed, nor is the genocide of the Boers. So I definitely, with this podcast and these guys, we're going to dive into South African history, rip it apart, expose things in South African history. What's quite interesting in this book, The Genocide of the Boers, is Stephen Mitford Goodson goes on to explain that in 1948, the National Party actually wanted to unify the English South Africans and the Afrikaners, the Boers. And what they did was they purposely removed education about the camps from the educational institutions. So, for example, I remember doing history classes in South Africa, and we didn't learn about the camps. We didn't learn about the Boers being genocided in their own nation by the hand of the British. So, again, reading this later as an adult, it is quite eye-opening, and one wonders if the National Party really did the right thing. Stephen Mitford Goodson says no, even if it caused tensions between the English and the Boers and the Afrikaners, it would have been much better just to tell the truth. And British, the stock of England in South Africa may have been more open if they had known the terrible actions carried out against the Afrikaners. Okay, so I also don't feel that I am free to speak on YouTube the way I want to. So we're definitely going to be focusing more on doing streams on other platforms. So please check us on DLive. Join us there this Saturday, 9 o'clock South African time. Cheers, guys. It's been a pleasure. Get cozy. Get cozy.